Welcome to the Dreamcatcher Podcast, a place where you'll receive a boost of inspiration, practical advice, and tools to maximize your success and personal happiness. And that's not all. You'll also get plenty of guidance on how you can use your gifts, talents, and compassion to contribute towards making the world a better place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a preview of what's in store and to also receive a free ebook. To sign up, simply visit www.thedreamcatch.com. Now it's my pleasure to introduce you to the host of the Dreamcatcher podcast, Celine Chinoy.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Dreamcatcher podcast. Whether you're trying to decide which brand of toothpaste to buy or which job offer to accept, good thinking abilities produce better decisions, which in turn leads to more satisfaction. Those who practice different types of thinking not only make better life choices, but they come up with the most brilliant innovations and have creative breakthroughs. Creative ideas are everywhere, and everyone is capable of having them. But to give shape to our ideas, we have to know how to use our minds to manage and process information. In this episode, you'll learn how to boost your brain power by understanding the different types of thinking.
Three types of thinking to boost your brain power. Take a moment, right now, to stop and look around you. Everything man-made you see began as a thought, from the electronic device you're using to read this article to the clothes you're wearing. Creative ideas are everywhere, and everyone is capable of them. What differentiates someone who leverages these ideas from those who don't, is their willingness to act on impulse and give shape to what they can imagine. Schools don't teach us this method of thinking, and most of us must work it out for ourselves. We're taught a lot about what to think, but not enough about how to think. No skill is more valuable and harder to come by than the ability to think critically and creatively. Whether you're trying to decide which brand of toothpaste to buy or which job offer to accept, good thinking produces better decisions, which in turn leads to more satisfaction. Those who practice these types of thinking not only make better life choices, but come up with the most brilliant innovations. Geniuses such as Einstein, Da Vinci, and Marie Curie were not only well-versed in their fields, but were skilled at using their minds to manage and process information. Their approach to problems and their style of thinking generated high-quality ideas. The word, idea, comes from the Greek word, idean, which means, to see. It represents an archetype or ideal, a perfect form. They saw it as the conception of something new, but it's up to us to give birth to it. If you observe the process of idea generation in the brain through an MRI scan, you'll see the stimulated parts light up as connections are made between neurons. When you know how to think, you'll be able to stimulate your brain cells and increase connections, or synapses. This ignites the mental fireworks that lead to creative breakthroughs. Truly original ideas happen when we develop our ability to approach a subject from different angles and combine disparate ideas in ways that no one else has before. Like any skill, effective thinking takes practice. The first step is understanding the types of thinking modes. Broadly speaking, there are three types of thinking that can help boost your brain power. 1. Convergent thinking. This type of thinking is used to solve a problem and come up with a single solution or answer. This often involves the use of probabilities and standards, while following established methods to form judgments. It provides structure and organization. Thinking mode, logic, linear, analytical, and critical thinking. 2. Divergent thinking. This type of thinking is free-flowing, nonlinear, and spontaneous. It generates creative ideas and possible solutions. Many unexpected connections may form in a short time, and more emphasis is placed on the quantity of ideas versus the quality. Thinking mode, imagination, brainstorming, and creative thinking. 3. Lateral thinking. Thinking laterally occurs when we're able to build a working relationship between convergent and divergent thinking. This is a creative and indirect approach that uses a combination of creative ideas and known facts and logic to problem solve and innovate. Thinking mode uses a mix of convergent and divergent thinking to think outside the box. There are some people who lean more towards divergent thinking, typically the artsy, creative types, while others gravitate toward convergent thinking, like accountants and executives. To achieve creative success, however, you need both convergent and divergent thinking. The flurry of ideas and discussions delivered by divergent thinkers is no good without the structure and directions to execute them provided by their convergent thinking peers. Although you will feel more at home with one mode at thinking over the other, you can develop both types with practice. You will boost your brain power by knowing when to use convergent and divergent thinking, or the right mix of both, for a specific task you tackle, whether you're trying to solve a math problem or understand your values and purpose. According to Robert Greene, author of Mastery, we also need to have the right attitude to express our ideas. He says that masters can blend a childlike and spontaneous energy with a patience, diligence, and discipline that's tantamount to gaining mastery. This active, transformative mindset, to which he refers to as the dimensional mind, can digest everything it takes in and converts it into something new, original, and cutting edge. This contrasts with the conventional mind, that passively consumes information and regurgitates it. Green offers three ways to achieve the dimensional mind. 1. Become aware of how social conditioning and the pressure to conform is tightening your mind and limiting your freedom to explore and discover new subjects. 2. Absorb the details of your area of interest to gain expertise, then tap into your creative and free-flowing mind to make associations and connections based on what you have learned. 3. Stay flexible and remain open to taking creative risks. Don't allow the fear of failure and ridicule limit you to familiar habits and ways of thinking. To think outside the box, you must continually challenge yourself and explore new territory. Your brain is capable of amazing things. It's a portal that can transport you to distant galaxies and is your repository of limitless ideas that can solve vexing world problems. By using these types of thinking, tap into your brain's full potential and boost your brain power, you unleash a passion that's unique to you and your gifts. All my best on your journey. Celine.
Hey everyone! Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed what you just heard, please subscribe to my podcast and feel free to share it with your friends and family. Take care and speak soon.